Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun, as does the countdown to kick off Super Bowl 57. Let's do this thing. We've got a full house on the program. Joe Madden's going to step up and in and throw it down with us. James Young in the house. Philadelphia Eagle fan will be repped this evening with Sean Green. And we've got the raging redhead Cam Stewart ready to do this thing. The NHL is back. A couple of big-time college basketball games tonight. Let's do this thing, Cam. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, Gabe. I got to think, NHL, I wonder how some of these teams are going to be after the All-Star break there. Got some interesting situations. Good matchups, too. Tampa Bay and Florida, Battle of Florida there. That's a pretty good game. And you're right, Texas and Kansas, that's full marks in college basketball game of the night there. So nice betting card tonight. It's not a huge one, but it's a good one.
The NBA trade deadline, of course, is on Thursday. Kyrie Irving will make his debut on Wednesday, not tonight. And no Luka Doncic tonight for the Dallas Mavericks. Kyrie Irving arrives in Dallas today. They'll play the Los Angeles Clippers on Wednesday. All eyes on the Toronto Raptors right now and what the Raptors are going to do. I do believe that Fred VanVleet will be dealt. I don't think that OG Anunoby is going to get traded. I know everyone's been talking about OG so much. Because even all this talk, even if they got three first-round picks from some team that were late first round picks, none of those players would end up being as good as OG. Masai Ujiri didn't get to where he did by being dumb, Cam.
Like, yep, exactly.
Masai Ujiri loves OG Anunoby, and OG Anunoby's under contract for another 2 years. They don't have any reason to trade him. They have a reason to trade Fred VanVleet. Fred VanVleet already rejected a contract extension from them. So Fred VanVleet is clearly looking for more money. They know this. Gary Trent is another story, but as I stated, I'm going to stand up, and I don't think that OG will get traded, but I do believe that Fred VanVleet will get dealt, and I think he's going to get dealt to the Los Angeles Clippers. So Joe Madden's going to step up, and then we've got some props for everybody. We'll give you a couple of props a day as countdown to kickoff continues. Point spread right now is 1.5. The total is 50.5 still right now. This is a football game that I think is going to be going over the number, Ken.
I don't know, Gabe. I've gone back and forth. I was thinking more defense, and then I'm like, I don't know, 50.5 with these offenses. But you talked about it before on the show, Kansas City's defensive line. I know Cincinnati had injuries, but they got to Burrow in that game. And Philadelphia's got a pretty stout defense, but you said it with time to prepare, 50.5. It's a reasonable number. I was thinking under, but I'm having a problem with the total. I'm having a real problem pulling the trigger on the under. It was my initial lean, and most Super Bowls recently have gone under, but these offenses are prolific. We know that Kansas City could score with the best of them, and so can Philadelphia.
One piece of news as far as the Kansas City Chiefs are concerned, the Fresh Prince of Hilaire has been activated. So
yes.
Clyde Edwards-Hilaire has been activated, which really, I don't
who cares,
know. Like
right?
It's not about who cares. It actually throws a loop actually for props for Pacheco and specifically McKinnon. Like, we don't know. I don't know. I mean, they wouldn't activate him if he wasn't good to go, right? So you got to believe that Hilaire, and he was the number one back. Pacheco has come on, but that's something to consider. It does make me ponder the running back props. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Brenzi. Countdown to kickoff is on. Scotty Farrell is already kicking ass in attendance in Glendale, Arizona. Will be arriving tomorrow. Keep it locked in on the grid all week long We'll have some great guests, as many different picks, props, and everything else in between. We're going to start sharing some props with you on tonight's program. And I get it. People are going to want to build their bankroll. Number one, if you haven't bet already, you've kind of already missed out. Like the crisp numbers are kind of sort of gone with the props. But a lot of people get caught in a, wow, the Super Bowl is on Sunday. I'm going to bet all this basketball tonight. Or I'm going to bet all this hockey tonight, which I get. But my advice to people is you bet a couple of games. When you win, turn around, flip it over, put a Super Bowl prop in or two. This way, when it's Sunday morning, you're not like, oh, my God, you know what? I like 12 of these bets. I like 12 props, but I had a bad week. I don't have as much money. Not to mention, too, I mean, do you really want to be sitting there on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, clicking all day, clicking 25 things?
Exactly. And
not to mention, if you wait that long, especially if you wait till Sunday. As it is now, the mainstream public haven't still really bet this stuff yet. So, it, you know, the numbers haven't gotten stupid yet, but some of these props are going to start to take a, you know, they're going to start to move as the money starts to come in. Because the average person, Cam, they don't really have the money, or they're thinking, I'm going to build my bankroll. But do both at the same time. Bet a couple of games.
Agreed.
Put a couple of Super Bowl props in. Just then move on, as opposed to, because number one, maybe you don't have a great week this week, and then you miss out on some of the Super Bowl bets that you like so much, or you didn't get to put as much as you wanted on them. So put them in, keep betting, and just sort of...
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Build a portfolio through the week so you don't have to sit there for 6 hours betting 18 things and going, oh, man, I liked it. It was 49.5, but now it's 54.5. And all these yards matter, especially in these prop cam. Like, I'm halfway in a football game. You can buy it back. It'll cost you 10 cents or whatever, but you can go, out, whatever. I can just buy it back. You can't buy these yards back with these props. These yards, and the numbers are already sharp to begin with. So you don't want to be playing at a disadvantage when you consider it's a Super Bowl. They've already gotten the numbers right, Cam. Like, the numbers are bang on, right? They've got 18 games of these teams to work with.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions. I am Gabe Morenci, Cam Stewart in the house. James Young will join us later. I look forward to Coach's take on Kyrie Irving and the Dallas Mavericks and everything else that's going on in the National Basketball Association. Big week of sports this week. The NHL trade deadline coming up as well. And, of course, countdown to Super Bowl is on. Me and Scotty Farrell are going to be on for 4 hours leading into the Super Bowl on Super Bowl Sunday, 2:00 Eastern time. So as we stated, keep it locked in on the grid all week long for some great programming. Let's bring in Joe Madden right now. Joe, always a pleasure. Let's do this thing. I want to get to the pucks, but countdown to Super Bowl is on. How you doing, Joe Madden, tonight?
I'm doing good. It's a great Monday here. The sun's shining. There's no snow falling, and it's time to make some money in hockey, so I'm happy.
All right, so have you put your Super Bowl bets in yet?
Okay, I'm waiting on this total because I think the public will bet the total up, and I'm liking the under. So I am waiting on that. I'm riding with the Eagles here. I think they can get things done. I just love what we're seeing out of the defense. And with liking the defense here, I'm looking at the number of sacks. I'm going to take the over 5.5 sacks. I know it's asking a lot in this matchup, but I do think it comes in. We look at the Eagles. They're the number one in the league for getting those sacks. Right behind them was Kansas City. So I'm expecting 6 sacks in this one. It's a lot to ask. I'm really hoping they get there, but if this happens, I really do think the Eagles get 4 of those sacks and 2 come from the KC side.
Interesting. A sack fest, you believe.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Chris Jones a big key of this football game. Frank Clark as well. They obviously were able to to create pressure and get to Joe Burrow. I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you look back at the Philadelphia and the San Francisco game, San Francisco's pass rush did cause Philadelphia's offensive line problems. Bosa was getting to Hurts. Hurts was often on the run. He was often hurried. He was often throwing it out of bounds because he didn't want to get hit. San Francisco were able to do it. We'll see if Kansas City are able to do it. If they don't, Joe, KC are in a lot of trouble. But that's bold. It's 5.5, huh? I would have made it 4.5.
5.5.
To get to 6 sacks.
I hope it comes down. I know. It's a lot to ask. But I really do think if it happens, it's going to be really tight to that number. So I think it will come in at 6. I don't think we're going to see 7-8 sacks in this one. It's going to be really tight to just hitting that over 5.5. And I think there's value there. I love these defenses. I think the defenses are going to be able to control this game, even though we have elite offenses that are going to try to take that time in the pocket. And that's where I think this comes in, because both of these quarterbacks are able to sling that ball down the field. And while Jalen Hurts has the wheels and Mahomes has the wheels too, I think we do see opportunities for the defenses to get the sacks in this one.
A bold pick by Joe Maddon. I like your, 6 is a lot of sacks, Cam. But I like your angle if you do like the under. It's a good point, Joe, because I do believe that when the public starts to bet this, which they haven't yet, I think they will be betting on the over of this game.
Yeah.
And I think it will probably. So in other words, if you like the over, look, we've already missed out. It was 48.5. And then it went to 50.5. It went back down to 49.5. It stayed at 49.5 for a couple of days. And then it settled in at 50.5 right now. It's not going back down again, if anything.
Exactly.
And especially 51 is a key number. If you like the over, it's time to pull the trigger on it. If you like the under, I would wait. I think Joe's on to something. I think it could get to 51. If not higher, yeah, actually. Absolutely.
No, I agree with you. I think this thing might close 51.5, 52 probably max, but those are also key numbers. 28, 24, that's 52. So, Gabe, you like the over, you smash it right now. You like the under, you wait, Joe. I'm going to wait. I think I'm going to wait, too. I initially liked the under, but it's hard, as me and Morenci talked about, with these prolific offenses. But both defenses can get to the QB, and they cause a lot of mischief. So, yeah, it's very, very tough game to cap from all sides. It should be a great Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I hate betting unders. I really do hate betting unders. So I'm going to be sitting there like a nervous wreck betting this under. But I want the best of the number, so I'm going to wait till Sunday morning, get it at the best of the number, and keep my fingers crossed.
Recent history, the under is cash. It's been 4 straight unders at the Super Bowl estate under the number. I feel it's a little bit different, though. I think this thing is going to open up. There's just too much talent. And quite frankly, Kansas City's secondary is going to be a little bit of a problem for them. I think that Devontae Smith is really going to have a big game, even though I like Kansas City in this game. But we're talking about 3 rookies back there. They get lit up. I mean, yeah, they make plays as well. It's sort of all or nothing. They sort of disguise things, and Spagnuolo does a great job of kind of protecting them a bit. But they're going to get beat at some point in time. I just don't see how these teams don't get into the 20s, which will put us over the number.
Yeah, it's a tough call. It really is on this one. Like you said, these offenses are so phenomenally strong. If any mistakes happen, I think the mistakes come on the offensive side, not the defensive side of the ball. The defense on both sides of the ball is where I have the most trust. And you did touch on Kansas City's secondary, and I know they do have these issues, but I don't think we'll see the issues happening in their secondary in this game. I think they've got that cleaned up, and we're going to see a better game out of their defense. So my question mark is still on both of these quarterbacks and their health. I know Mahomes has had this time to rest, and Jalen Hurts' shoulder looked a lot better in the last one, but I still have a couple question marks around that. And I'd be looking at the same thing if I had a couple question marks more around these defenses. I know Kansas City has some injuries, but I do think that we have a stronger defense on both sides.
Yeah, I'd question Jalen Hurts. I don't think Jalen Hurts looked good against San Francisco. I think the Mahomes stuff is overblown. He was fine in the last game. He didn't feel good, but he was fine, and now he's going to have 2 weeks. I think that the Jalen Hurts stuff, I think he actually is hurt, pardon the pun, more than they've let on. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if he needs some sort of surgery when the season's done. Now, listen, this is one game. It's the Super Bowl. you know, he's going to take whatever it is possibly humanly possible to be ready for this game. But I think that's more of a, I don't think that Kansas City's, I don't think that Mahomes is going to be a problem in his health. I think there is a concern for Kansas City's wide receiver position, though. That is a little bare. So now without Hardman, yet you've got Travis Kelce and you've got the running backs who I think will be a big part, Cam, of the offense coming out of the backfield. There'll be a lot of dump offs, a lot of quick hits, which Mahomes likes to do already. But like I said, I'm curious to see about Hilaire and what kind of impact that he has, if he's playing or like he's activated, but is he part of the game plan? I don't know. I think that it's still Pacheco's game, to be honest, as far as the Kansas City running back situation is concerned. He's played. Hilaire hasn't played in forever.
Hilaire hasn't played since week 11 versus the LA Chargers. Another thing, he's an effective decoy because he had such a good game. You brought up a good point. Pacheco's been a monster for Kansas City. McKinnon usually had more snaps, but they went to Pacheco in the last game. And your boy Kemp, Gabe, and a couple of these younger receivers, Watson, other guys are going to have to step up because Hardman's out. So, and Kansas City, these guys, when they've been there before, they have delivered. I think it's going to be like a classic Super Bowl, like right down to the last possession. One prop that I do like, Marenzi, I was thinking about this one, guys, and Joe, longer field goal, Kansas City. I find Philadelphia and Sirianni are more aggressive for Kansas City and Andy Reid. I think Bucker will have a longer field goal in the game. That's something that I would look at, Kansas City to have a longer field goal than Philadelphia, because sometimes they take points. Philadelphia always rolls the dice on fourth down. I think Bucker will have a longer field goal in that game.
I like it.
One thing I want to bring up, too, as I was talking earlier about the numbers move, Valdes-Scantling was actually 35 and a half a couple of hours ago, and he's 37 and a half right now. Valdes-Scantling is a guy, actually, that he's going to need to make plays. He's going to need to make plays for them. And he doesn't have to have a lot of catches, actually, to get to 37 and a half yards because he is so fast. But when you look at the wide receiver position,
ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Of Kansas City and the props coming into this game. They don't have anybody. Like, you know what I mean? They got Juju Smith-Schuster's listed. Valdes-Scantling is listed. And then you got Travis Kelce. I mean, he's going to have to throw the ball to someone. I imagine there's going to be, you know, listen, Travis Kelce's going to end up with like 14 catches in this game. I'm surprised it's not 9.5. It's true. Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. All right, we've got some college basketball tonight. Duke and Miami on top. We got Texas and Kansas. Some big-time college basketball games this evening. We got Joe Maddon in the house right now. Joe, let's get after it here as far as the National Hockey League is concerned. So let's start off with Tampa and Florida. As it is right now, the Tampa Bay Lightning are minus 125 favorites. The total is 6.5. Who do you like in this game, Joe?
I got to go with the home team of the Florida Panthers here. I think with Bobrovsky in goal, this team coming in fresh off of the break, which they do play strong in this position. And as well, off that big win last game before the All-Star break, getting the win over the Bruins in overtime, we see the opportunity for the Florida Panthers to pull off the win here. I know that they're facing the Tampa Bay Lightning, but the Tampa Bay Lightning, we got to look at them on the road. They haven't been as strong on the road as they have been at home. So I think this is a prime opportunity with Bobrovsky in goal for the Florida Panthers to get the win. And I love the value we're getting with them here, Gabe.
Cam, who are you taking, Lightning or Panthers?
I got to be honest with you. This game, I throw a dart. I want to take Florida, but against Tampa Bay, it's tough. Wish we got a little bit more with the Florida, with Spencer Knight in, Bobrovsky's in. I'm going to pass on this hockey game. There's other ones that I like. I want to take the Panthers. I just can't pull the trigger.
The Tampa Bay Lightning have owned the Florida Panthers. They've beaten them seven straight times that they played, although four of them were in the playoffs. So there was the playoffs, and then there's been another three. Six of the last seven times that these two teams have played, it has gone under the number. And I think tonight it goes under the number, and it's even plus money at 6.5.
Wow.
At FanDuel right now, +104, under 6.5. And normally they say the trend is your friend, but I think Stanley C. Panthers step up. I'm with you, Joe. Give me the Florida Panthers tonight, +104, home dogs, and under 6.5. If they lose, listen, I think this game's going under. I think it's going to be like a playoff style sort of, you know, intense game. At some point, Florida is going to beat these guys, and they hate them. I mean,
yeah,
going to beat them eight times in a row now. So at some point, the Panthers step up. I like the fact, too, listen, well, Tampa are in the same state anyways, but, you know, at the All-Star game in Florida, the players were just there. You know what I mean? They didn't, whatever.
Good shot.
There's a continuation here, right, of rolling over.
Good point. Another thing, Gabe, Kachuk, we talked about this, the Florida Panther MVP. So you have a Florida team at home, MVP, good vibes around the team. Vasilevsky played in that friggin' game where guys were getting pelted with shots and stuff. Probably crazy. Now he has a real hockey game. You guys are onto something, maybe. Like, I might take a shot with Stanley C. Panther. You're right. They can't lose to Tampa Bay all the time. It's time to step up and fight your big brother in the schoolyard and beat him up for a change. They always steal their lunch money. It's time for Florida to steal Tampa's lunch money tonight. I agree with you on the under.
Well, I like the added motivation of losing seven times in a row to them. And as you stated, listen, the Panthers had somewhat turned a little bit of a corner going into the All-Star break. They were struggling earlier this year, but they're starting to find themselves under Paul Maurice right now. All right, Joe. So the New York Islanders, Bo Horvat makes his debut tonight for the New York Islanders, former Vancouver Canuck. And ironically enough, of course, it always works out this way. The Canucks are actually playing the Islanders on Thursday. So, you got the Islanders tonight, -134 in Philadelphia. The total is 6. Who are you taking in this game, Joe?
Battle of the Metro. I have to take the Islanders here to finally break this losing streak that they've been on. I think they're going to come in with some nice spark here with Horvat now with this team, especially with him finalizing that contract deal there. I'm looking for him and Barcel really to have a strong night out on that ice. And I think the Islanders take this. I know they've lost their last 5 on the road, but I think even with Varlamov in goal here and not Sorokin, because I think they're saving Sorokin for tomorrow versus Seattle, the Islanders get it done. And I don't know, I think I'm crazy enough to take them to win it big, laying 1.5 here. You don't have to take them on the puck line to get value, but I think this possibly could be one where they win this one big, and it's +198. You guys know I'm a sucker for plus money, and I'm gonna
that's bold, Jim.
Kim, who are you taking, Kim?
I like the Islanders, Gabe, in this spot, too. I think they are going to show up against Philadelphia. I'm not as gutsy as Joe. I'll just take them to win the game, Gabe. That's all I want to do. Total looks a little bit light at 5.5, but Eileen Islanders in this spot.
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to take the Philadelphia Flyers here. A little bit smaller of a play than I put in on the Panthers in the Lightning game. But the Flyers are playing. They were playing really, really well. They have been for the last month, actually. The month of January, they went 8-4-2. They're at home here this evening, getting +112 right now. Just because Bo Horvat's making his debut tonight doesn't mean they're going to win. Bo Horvat was also on the Vancouver Canucks, too. They didn't win. Bo Horvat's there. And, oh, okay, he's there. He's also on Vancouver. He's a good player. I think they overpaid him. That's why he's not in Vancouver anymore. The Canucks, he signed an 8-year, $68 million deal yesterday. It's too much money for Bo Horvat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, the Islanders overpaid. They overpaid. He's 30 years old. It's another thing, too. Like, he's having a big year this year offensively. The Canucks sucked defensively. So they were playing in all these high-scoring games, and, he's scoring. But I was actually surprised that he got that much money There was no way in hell the Canucks were going to pay him that. But I'm not going to get in front of the Flyers at home, plus 112. I'll pass on the total. Speaking of the Vancouver Canucks, they take on the New Jersey Devils. Joe, what are you doing with this game? The New Jersey Devils, minus 250 favorites over the visiting Vancouver Canucks, total 6.5.
You got to find value in this one. And I think taking the Devils in the first period on the puck line at minus 0.5 on that puck line at plus 116 has the value. My only worry here is with the Devils, how they come in off of rest. They have struggled on 3 days more of rest, going 1-6 in their last seven. So looking at Vancouver, I think Vancouver will struggle to score in this one. I'm going to take their team total under 2.5. You're paying minus 116-ish on the under 2.5. But I look at Vancouver here. We got to talk, Horvat's not with them now. So he was their top scorer. I think this team will struggle. They're going to have to adjust these lines out on the ice. And I know they've had games without him on the ice, but I think this will be too much against New Jersey Devils defense, who's just phenomenally strong, stopping opponents from getting those shots on goal. So I'm going to take the Vancouver Canucks team total under 2.5, but I wouldn't be shocked if the Devils do take the first period as well.
Cam? Canucks and Devils. What's your pick?
I like the Devils, but I don't like the price, so I'm going to parlay them with Dallas to minus 133. I like the over in this hockey game at 6.5. I think the Devils will score some goals on the Canucks in this game. Vancouver will get a few. I think I like the over, and I lean the New Jersey Devils. I just don't want to lay 250, and I'm a little bit worried about that puck line, but I like the Devils.
All right. We've got another disagreement. It's almost guaranteed win night tonight. I don't think the Devils should be this big of favorites. Vancouver have been off. They've had time, even though it was the All-Star break. They were getting a lot of practices in and stuff. Like every hour that basically by union rules that they're allowed, Tocchet has them on the ice, right? Like if he's allowed to have them, he's got them. Like basically the second, all right, get back to the building. And they've had more time now to sort of soak in the system a little bit. I'm expecting the Canucks to show up tonight. There's some excitement. Elias Pettersson won the hardest shot. He's been elevated to an assistant captain role. People in the room are excited for him. I'm expecting the Canucks to show up tonight. Give me the Vancouver Canucks plus 1.5 in this game. We're just gonna keep to ride the wave here of what we've always done with the Canucks. Plus 1.5 with the Canucks. Over 1.5 in the first period. And over under 6.5 over in the game. It's the old Canuck trifecta. And it hasn't really changed with Tocchet there. There's been a couple of pushes at 6. It should be noted the Canucks are 2-1 since Tocchet has taken over. But they beat two bad teams in Chicago and Columbus. But give me the Canucks plus 1.5, over 1.5 in the first period, and over 6.5 in the game. Calgary Flames at the New York Rangers, Joe. Who you got here? Flames, Rangers.
Oh, man, Calgary's had so many struggles. I just cannot put my money behind them right now, even though I think they have the possibility of pulling this off. New York Rangers just so strong at home here in the Garden. What I'm going to look at is this total. It's moved up to 6, and I like it, the under 6 in this one. I think we see both defenses play a really strong games in this one. I'm not the most confident in this game, to be honest with you guys. We know how fast these over 6 can come flying in, but I do think we have to trust in the defense tonight in this game.
The New York Rangers have been an under team, 7-3 to the under in their last 10 games. Both these teams are playing pretty good hockey, although they've both been off, so I don't know. And that's the thing too, you never really know. There's going to be a team or two that's going to be flat tonight, to just because they haven't played. The Islanders haven't played in 10 days. There's some teams that haven't played in a long time. Cam, what's your pick? Flames and Rangers. All right, we've lost Cam right now. I've been informed. He dropped off the face of the earth. I'll tell you what, John, if you realize this too, it's one of these weird deals. They don't play all the time because they're in different conferences, but the Calgary Flames have beaten the Rangers 5 straight times. They've owned the Rangers. It's one of those just weird things. The last 3 times that they played, it has gone over the number. There were 5.5s. On the board here. So what's your pick for the total? It's an even 6 right now at FanDuel.
Yeah. I've got to go under it. We look at the Calgary Flames versus
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Versus the Metro trending towards that under. They also trend to the under on this rest. And the Rangers, like you said, 6-1 in the last 7 to that under. So lower scoring. Give me the under 6.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Renzi. Countdown to puck drop and tip off is on. We're getting some basketball in a couple of minutes. Hockey starting goaltenders tonight. Varlamov for the Islanders. Carter Hart for the Philadelphia Flyers. Got some backups tonight. Vasilevsky, obviously not one of them. Vasilevsky versus Bobrovsky in Florida. Jacob Markstrom for the Calgary Flames. Halak has been confirmed, though, for the Rangers, and that's somewhat of a concern. I get it. It's just one game against the Flames. The Flames have beaten the Rangers 5 straight times. Cam, what's your pick? Flames and Rangers.
Flames tonight, Morency, and having Halak in there, I think, helps. Markstrom has been one of the biggest disappointments in the league this year with a goals his save percentage under 900. Like, that's un-Markstrom-like, but I think in the second half, he's going to have to turn this thing around. That line kind of tells me something, too. It's like the Rangers at home in Calgary. It's like a pick 'em. So I'm going to take a shot with the Flames. I expect better things from them in the second half of the season. They need to do better, and it starts tonight in the Big Apple. Moretzi, give me the Flames. Not sure about the total. 6 is kind of interesting.
They're beating them 5 straight times. I kind of get the feel. This is the toughest game to me. It could go either way. They're both kind of good. They're kind of the same team, really. But I get the feeling the Flames probably win. Tough. That's a tough spot. I lean with the Flames, though. It was interesting when Rick Tocchet took over his first game, Joe. The goalie was Delia, Colin Delia. It wasn't Spencer Martin. So once again, coming out of the All-Star break, who do we have starting in that again? Delia, like when he's got he had time to decide, all right, who do I want to start again? It's pretty interesting, actually. Tocchet seems to be a fan of this kid. He's 6-3, actually, when he starts. 6-3, 2.94 goals against, 0.98 save percent. Vanacek goes for the Devils tonight. He's 21-5 on the season, just absolutely dominant. Gibson for the Ducks, Ottinger for the Stars, Marc-Andre Fleury, and Veljmelka. In that tonight. All right. So next game up, the Ducks and the Stars. Joe, what are your thoughts? Anaheim Ducks and the Dallas Stars.
Yeah, I think the Ducks are going to struggle in this one tonight, but it's really hard to find any value. We have the Dallas Stars coming in as major favorites. You're going to have to lay 2 or 2.5 in this one to get the value there, taking the Dallas Stars. And I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that, even though I think this team comes out and gets a win. I don't know if they cover that large of a puck line here. I'm going to look at the first period between these two, and I think we go over that 1.5. I was toying with taking the Dallas Stars, but we know the Ducks are one of those teams that love to pull upsets, and taking the Dallas Stars on that puck line, there just wasn't enough value. But I do think we see 2 goals, and even if it's just from the Dallas Stars, I don't care. It's coming in at -140 to -145. I think the value is there in that over 1.5 in the first period.
Cam, what's your pick? Ducks, Stars.
Yeah, I don't trust these guys like winning by multiple goals. Anaheim's been horrible. They've been getting blown out in games, but once in a while they show up. That's my parlay piece with the New Jersey Devils to $130. I'm not going to mess around with a goal line or anything like that. Significant goaltending advantage, too, with Ottinger over Gibson's guitars. But I'll tell you something, Renzi. This team has run Gibson into the ground. The rest might be good for him because they don't really have anybody else. So I don't know. I think Dallas wins the game. I'm not sure if they blow him out, though.
I could live with Dallas in parlays if you want, but I think they're going to win and win by more than 1.5. I'm not the biggest, like, lay a puck line guy. Usually I like taking a puck and a half, but I said last night about this game, I think Dallas win like 4-0, 4-1 or something like that. I'm going to stick to my guns in that. I think Anaheim are going to have a hard time scoring. So as long, you know, Dallas don't need that many goals to actually cover -1.5 if Anaheim aren't going to score much. So that'll be my pick. Dallas Stars, -1.5, -150. And I'm actually surprised the puck line's not 2.5 because normally when the money line is like -400, you'll get 2.5 as puck lines. But I'll lay the 1.5 with the Dallas Stars. Minnesota Wild at the Coyotes, Joe. What are your thoughts here? The Minnesota Wild, -245 favorites. Total is 6.
Yeah, the Wild have been good on the puck line, on the road. They're coming in rested. Fleury and goal. I do have a lot of confidence in them to come out and get the win here. But I'm looking at a couple of things. I look at their schedule ahead of them, and I wonder if this is kind of a look ahead. We look at they have the Stars, the Knights, the Devils, and the Panthers all on deck for their next set of games. This is a battle of the Central. These two teams play each other really tight. I'm not sure if the Wild cover the puck line in this one. I think for myself, this is another one. I'm going to look at that first period, take it over 1.5. I do see those goals coming in early and quick. The Arizona Coyotes have been a better home team so far since they got this new stadium. So I think we got to look at the over 1.5 first period. It's the only way I want to take this one.
Cam, Wild and Coyotes.
It's going to be part of my three-team parlay to +146. Wild, Stars, Devils. I actually will take Minnesota -1.5 on the puck line. Lean to the over 6 as well. And I don't know, Joe, I really wouldn't call it an arena, that mullet. It's basically just a dump with ice in it there, 5,000 seat capacity. But
it's
anyway,
a rec center.
I guess it's exactly right.
It's a volleyball. It's an intramural volleyball rec center on the campus.
Yes, on campus rec center / rink entertainment center. Give me Minnesota, Moretz. You're right. The place is awful, but we'll take the Wild tonight. Let's go Wild.
I think the line is too high, but the Minnesota Wild have absolutely owned them. They've beaten them 9 of the last 10 times that they've played. So, yeah, it's tough to get. I can see the Wild winning by 1 goal, to be honest. I think that's what's going to happen. I think the Wild will win, but they're going to win by 1. So I guess if you want to put it in parlays, and I guess, you know, you could argue, as crazy as it sounds, the Coyotes plus a 1.5 -130, I actually think is the play, Cam.
Yeah, I'm not going to mess around. I'll just put it in my parlay piece. I do think Minnesota wins the game, and that's what I'm sticking to with that parlay. The 2-gamer and 3-gamer, Minnesota. We got Dallas and the Devils. Those are my parlay pieces.
All right, Joe Madden. Is any basketball for you tonight, Joe, or are you just betting the NHL tonight?
You know what? Just the NHL. I was too excited for it to come back. Put all my focus on the NHL tonight. So passed on the basketball. Basketball was kind of tricky this past weekend, I found. I got burnt on a couple of games. It just came right down to the wire. So kind of hurt a little. So taking the day off basketball.
I got burnt betting the NHL All-Star games. That's what got me.
Exactly. We got it back. Bad. I was on the not good early, Moretz. He got it back in the final game with Atlantic, but yeah, that Metropolitan lean, that didn't work out very well early. That's for sure.
I was on the wrong side of everything. Like basically like totals, I lost by a goal. If I had the over, it stayed under by a goal. If I had the under, it went over by a goal. Like I was just a daylight dollar short all the time. One of them was frustrating. Yeah, the Sidney Crosby and Ovi. Team Ovi and Crosby, they had a 6-4 lead with a couple of minutes left.
Yep.
It was like, all right, boom, like they're rolling.
Yep.
Next thing you know, it's 8-4. It just flipped right away. It just was like, oh, what a nightmare. But yeah, it was frustrating. I actually enjoyed watching it. I liked it more than I have normally because it was pretty competitive, which was actually kind of weird. Like it was much more intense, right? People were getting back. Same thing with the Pro Bowl. In the flag football, which I knew would be more competitive. Our thing was real competitive in the Pro Bowl yesterday. So much so, like, Peyton Manning, like, lost it after the game. Like, he actually confronted the referee. Like, he actually was like, that's a flag. He's like, where's the penalty? Like, he was mad. And Jefferson taunted him. Sheffer said bye-bye. And like there was smack talk going on, and Peyton was like, what? Like, I'm getting smacked up by Justin Jefferson? And it was good stuff. Like, I saw Geno Smith say after, he was like, man, he said, guys were like bringing it out there. It was like, he said it was competitive. Like, there was a lot of smack talk going on. Like,
true.
Which is, it's always fun. Always good to see. The skills competition was pretty good too. The NHL on Friday. They just have to tighten it up. You know, I think it was on for like 4 hours or something. Like, make it like two. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Like, it's too long.
That's a good point, Brent. See, like, it's actually not that bad, but the time in between is a real problem, and people like kind of check out. You're right. If they tighten up the product almost like a made for TV product and get it under the wire, I'm with you. I agree with that. You could sell that. 4 hours is much too long.
Even Matthew Tkachuk said actually on Saturday about the timing of things. He said, how do you feel? He goes, I don't know why they made us have a pregame skate. That was like 2 hours ago. He goes, it was kind of pointless.
Yes, it is.
Right? Like in between the All-Star games, he goes, we didn't know we were going to be. He goes, we haven't done anything for like 2 hours. He goes, we're just sitting here.
Yeah.
Like he was honest about it. He goes, we want to get out there. He goes, yeah, we've been sitting here for 2 hours. He goes, I don't know what we had to skate for. And it's like, come on, guys, figure it out. Like, you got guys sitting in the room for 2 hours. There's only, you know, I mean, fans, you could tell fans liked the action when it was going on. You had video feeds. It was just too long. Just tighten up the production. Tighten it up. But all in all, I thought it was a fun weekend. I'm not going to complain. Joe, always a pleasure. Great stuff. We'll catch up with you later in the week with your final Super Bowl best bets.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys. All the best in all your bets tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Miriam.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We need it.
Yeah.
could use the luck.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's nice. Numbers of our guests wish us luck on the bets like Joe does. Very nice.
I didn't have the best weekend of betting. I won yesterday with the Raptors, which I'm surprised they came back and won. I gave up on them.
Good comeback.
I gave up on them, but something I was, you know, telling about like morals of the story with the Super Bowl. And I got burnt doing something that actually is frustrating. Patrick Mahomes' touchdown prop, passing touchdowns, is 1.5. But it's like -215 at FanDuel. So I really like that a lot, but it's -215. So it's like, oh, I better get it in some parlays. I've lost 2 times the front end, Cam, of the parlay.
That sucks.
So yeah, but now, like, I could have just said, well, whatever, just bet the damn bet. You like it. Just bet it. And I've lost $500. I did 250, 250. Figuring, well, at least one of them, they're plus money, one of them will hit. No, they both lost. So now I'm down a nickel when I could have just put the damn nickel down in the first place and I could have gotten 250 back, right?
It's a good call.
So that's the old thing. Sometimes you overthink things, guys. There's different ways of approaching it. Now I'm almost doomed where I have to get back to, I got to hit it. I got to find a couple of first legs of this thing again to get it back into the plus money zone, like twice, so this thing will even out. But that was frustrating.
It is. No, I hate that too when I force the issue and do stuff like that. And you could have just laid the juice if it wins. But no, we had a good game on the golf course. Hit a lot of golfers this week. It was good at Pebble Beach. This Monday finish actually really helped me out. So, and I took your advice and I put in my prop bets for the Super Bowl, a couple of them early with the money, because if we have a bad week, at least those bets are already in the account. That's the way to do it.
All right. We've got NBA basketball coming up, college basketball. I am interested in the 7 o'clock college basketball slate, specifically Duke and the Miami Hurricanes. Duke Blue Devils coming off a big win against the North Carolina Tar Heels. Going a nice little 3-game win streak right now, but Miami are a very dangerous team at home. So we'll get into this. Coach James Young's going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour as well. We'll get his thoughts on the Kyrie Irving deal. We'll get you up to date with the NBA futures. And it's a good time, actually, for speculative betting in the NBA with the futures if you think a team's going to make a splash at the deadline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I am Morant. All right, we're on the clock. I'll throw it to the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, first to see what he likes. 7 o'clock action. What do you got for us?
I'm going to take a shot with the New York Islanders, Morency. I know we're on different sides there. Tough game, but I'll lay the 28 cents with the Islanders. We both like the Panthers as a home dog, plus 102. Taking a shot with Calgary, the Flames tonight. Pick them against the New York Rangers. And other than that, in basketball tonight, I'm going to actually take a shot with the Brooklyn Nets without Kyrie Irving in that game, getting 9 points. I think Brooklyn, the young players, are going to show up in this game tonight and prove everybody wrong. That's what I got in the early action.
All right, early action for me. Give me the Florida Panthers, plus 102 right now. I think it was plus 104 before, plus 102. Yep. Now Panthers on their home ice. I'm going to go under the 6.5 in the Tampa-Florida hockey game. New York Islanders and the Philadelphia Flyers. Give me the Philadelphia Flyers, plus 106, home dogs. Vancouver Canucks and the New Jersey Devils. Give me the Vancouver Canucks, plus 1.5. Give me the Canucks and the Devils, over 1.5 in the first period. And let's go over 6.5 in the hockey game itself. Flames and Rangers coming up at 7:30. We've got time to make a decision as far as that game is concerned, but I am leaning with the Calgary Flames. As far as college basketball is concerned, give me the Miami Hurricanes on their home court tonight against the Duke Blue Devils. Duke are 17-6 on the season. All six of their losses are either on the road or on a neutral court. 0-4 on the road, yep. 0-2 on a neutral court. 17-6. This game is taking place in Miami. The Canes are dominant on their home floor. They're 12-0 at home. And they're also 4-0 against the spread the last four games against the Duke Blue Devils. Give me the Miami Hurricanes on the money line. And Coach James Young is ready to go. He's in the coach's box right now. He's ready to start yelling at the refs. We'll see if he's going to get teed up on the show here. We got the Pistons and the Celtics coming up. There's all kinds of crazy, stupid internet talk about the Celtics and Kevin Durant. And the Cleveland Cavaliers laid 4 to the Wizards. We'll get coaches' thoughts on these games on the other side.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.